Hi. We left off yesterday, right in the middle of the beautiful piece in Eretz Hatzvi about Einos and Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. And remember, we started off by quoting the Tosos, who says, in the name of Yosef Tovelim, that a person should not make the bracha of, first the Tosos Mesachas Brachos, that a person does not make the bracha of Hamotzi and Alachilis Matzah on the same piece of Matzah because of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. Rav Yosef Tovelim, that you shouldn't make the bracha of Bar Pri Adama and Alachilis Marer on the same vegetable at the same time because of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. And we pointed out all the caches that Tosos has on this. What do you mean? We do it by Kiddush all the time. We always have Koshel Kiddush where you make a bracha of Bar Pri Agafen and the bracha of Kiddush on the same coast, and no one bats an eye. No one says a word about Chavilos Chavilos. We the Gemara in Pesachim has a machlokas about if you only have lettuce, what do you do about Marer? And we pass like the Shita of Rav Chista that you say both brachos on the lettuce at the beginning, and no one has a problem with mitzvah, with chavilos chavilos in that situation. And in general, by Birch Sanan, is that even going to be an issue of chavilos chavilos? So we started to go through the whole piece where Rav Shachter explained that there may be a fundamental difference between a regular Birch Sanan versus a bracha of Bar Pri Agafen as it relates to a koshel bracha. That the Bar Pri Agafen as it relates to koshel bracha may be a chelek of the mitzvah of kiddush. And even if you're not going to say that by Havdalah, because by Havdalah there's no kvius that you're making with the Bar Pri Agafen, you're not being koveya, it's just about a koshel bracha, by kiddush it's different. By kiddush it's a sense of kvius, and that's why by kiddush, if you don't have wine, you would use bread, because it's all about the sense of kvius that a person has. And we discussed how there's the concept of, let's say, mitzvah baba averas, to take the same chefza shel mitzvah that you use for an avera, and then to use it for a mitzvah. And we explained that would explain the machlokas between the Rambam and others, the Rambam and the Rav, and the Agos Ashri rather, with regard to a stolen shofar. If a person steals a shofar and blows shofar with that, so is that a violation of mitzvah baba averas? So the Rambam paskins that a person is yotzei the mitzvah because the chefza shel mitzvah is the kol shofar and not the shofar itself. So it's not going to be mitzvah baba avera. So we pointed out whereas the Agos Ashri paskins that the chefza shel mitzvah is the shofar, and therefore it is a problem of mitzvah baba avera. So we pointed out that really, in general, when it comes to mitzvahs, we're used to thinking of the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyuma mitzvah as one and the same. Because most of the time, the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyuma mitzvah are simultaneous and they relate directly to each other. I pick up a lulav and esrog, that's my Maisa mitzvah, it's also my Kiyuma mitzvah. But every once in a while, you have a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyuma mitzvah that are separated from each other. A classic example, a perfect example, I don't think I mentioned yesterday. Puruvu. What's the Maisa mitzvah Puruvu? The Maisa mitzvah is the act of Bia. That is a Maisa that a person does. It's a Maisa mitzvah. What's the Kiyuma mitzvah Puruvu? Is actually having a child. They're 9 months apart from each other, the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyuma mitzvah. So you can have one without the other. You can have a Maisa without a Kiyum. So sometimes we separate the Maisa and the Kiyum. Rav Shachter in Siman Gimel goes through a whole arichus about how birchos ha-mitzvah are typically made on a Maisa mitzvah, not on a Kiyuma mitzvah. That's how he explains the famous Machlokas Rishonim about how many mitzvahs are there of Sfira Sa'omer. Is it one big mitzvah that takes 49 days to do, or is it 49 separate mitzvahs? And everyone asks, well, wait a second, it's got to be 49 separate mitzvahs. That's why we make 49 separate brachos. Otherwise, if it's one big mitzvah, how do you explain the 49 separate brachos? Every night we make a new bracha. So he says, no, birchos ha-mitzvah are always on a Maisa mitzvah, never on a Kiyuma mitzvah. So why do we make 49 separate brachos? Because yes, maybe it's one big Kiyuma mitzvah, but it's 49 separate Maase mitzvah. So each Maisa mitzvah requires its own bracha. So based on this concept, the difference between a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiyuma mitzvah, again, still just chazering from yesterday, based on that concept, one could divide the shofar into two parts. There is the Maisa mitzvah of Tkiyah shofar, which is the Tekiya itself, and there's the Kiyuma mitzvah, which is the Shmiya of the shofar. It's not the blowing that is the Kiyum. The Kiyum is hearing the shofar. The only way to hear is by someone doing a Maisa Tekiya. So you have to hear a shofar that was sounded Al Yadeya Maisa Tekiya, but the Maisa and the Kiyum are separate from each other. And therefore, says Rav Shachter, when we define something as a cheftza shel mitzvah, it could also be divided into two parts. There's a cheftza shel maisa mitzvah, and there's a cheftza shel kiyuma mitzvah. By shofar, for instance, the maisa mitzvah is the blowing. What's the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah? That's the shofar itself. What's the cheftza shel kiyuma mitzvah? That would be the kol. Maybe that's what the Rambam and the Hagos HaShri are arguing about. When the Rambam says that you're yotzei with a stolen shofar, the reason you're yotzei is that the cheftza shel aveira, the thing that you stole, the cheftza that you did an aveira on, is the shofar. What you're getting the mitzvah with, the cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah, is not the shofar. The cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah is the kol. So that's not mitzvah baba aveira. It's two separate cheftzas. Whereas the Hagos HaShri would say, I don't care if the cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah is the same thing as the cheftza shel aveira. Even if the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah is the same as the cheftza shel aveira, that would also be a violation of mitzvah ba aveira. That's what we wanted to suggest. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, is the difference between the two elements of the mitzvah of shofar. So says Rav Shechter, Val derech zeh nira lefarish b'shitas harav Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Elim, then maybe now we can understand the shita of Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Elim. Again, Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Elim is one that said, don't make a bracha of bar pi adama and alach lizmar on the same vegetable. Why? Because when it comes, it's pashut that by birchas hanen in the mitzvah is the recitation of the bracha, but you can't do birchas hanen unless you eat something right afterwards. But the mitzvah is not the food, the mitzvah is the bracha. So the food is not the cheftza shel mitzvah with regard to the kiyuma mitzvah, it is his words that are the cheftza shel mitzvah. The saying of the brachos is the cheftza shel kiyuma mitzvah. Just like the kol shofar, according to the Rambam, is the cheftza shel kiyuma mitzvah. But nevertheless, maybe the food itself becomes the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. Right? The food itself is the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah, because eating that food is what allows you to say the bracha, just like tkiyas shofar is what allows you to hear the shofar, to get the kiyum. What defines the cheftza shel mitzvah shel maisa mitzvah is anything that facilitates the kiyum. So if you have a cheftza that facilitates the kiyum, that's the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. What is the concept of einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos? The concept is, don't do multiple mitzvos on the same cheftza shel mitzvah. So what's Rav Yosef Tov Elim saying? That you could say einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos when you say bar pi adama and alachilas mar on the same vegetable. Because for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, or when you say alachilas matzah and hamotzi lechem and aretz on the same piece of matzah. Because for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, it's pashut that the matzah is the cheftza shel mitzvah for the mitzvah of matzah. What about for the mitzvah of the bracha? What about for the mitzvah of the bracha? So the cheftza shel mitzvah for the bracha, the cheftza shel kiyum mitzvah is the words, is your kol, is your voice. But the cheftza shel maisa mitzvah is the food that you're going to eat. So by mitzvahs pirchas hananin, Rabbi Yosef Tov Elim holds that the item that you're eating that allows for the bracha is a cheftza shel maisa mitzvah. So if you say two brachos on one piece of matzah, it turns out you use the same cheftza shel mitzvah for the mitzvah of matzah and for the maisa mitzvah of saying a bracha. Maybe Enos in Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos says that you're not even allowed to use the same cheftza for one mitzvah and for another maisa mitzvah, even if it's not for another kiyuma mitzvah. Just being for another maisa mitzvah may be enough to be a violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. And we pointed out at the end yesterday that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim not to throw hamotzi ala shulchan, even if it's not going to become disgusting, the bread's not going to be ruined, because it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. Bizayon to what mitzvah? The bread in general is not a mitzvah, but it is a cheftza shel maisa mitzvah of a bracha. And anything that's a chefza shel maisa mitzvah of a bracha should be treated with dignity, with respect, and that's why you don't throw bread on the table. Yeah, question? Yeah, I mean, you have, what do you mean? Without. What? You have the kol shofar. Or the words that.
But the shofar itself would be the maisa
mitzvah. Oh, meaning, is there any such thing as a kiyuma mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah? There are mitzvahs that you can be mekayim without a maisa, that you're mekayim by not doing something, right?
Even.
Any speaking mitzvah.
I was curious if your body is considered like a maisa.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, no. But there are assays that are fulfilled, b'shei v'yalta assay. And there are los assays that are fulfilled, b'kumba assay. I don't know why I'm not thinking right now of assays that are done b'shei v'yalta assay. Like a los assay that's done b'shei v'yalta, fulfilled, b'kumba assay, would be the issue of nosa, let's say. You're not allowed to leave meat over of a carbon past its time. So what do you do in order to avoid violating that law? You do a maisa of eating it on time. I don't know why I'm not thinking right now of mitzvahs asay that one is mekayim b'shei v'yalta asay. I'm not sure. There are. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. Okay. So that's what we said. That's what we said yesterday. Now, when it comes to Tosfos Kasha, we passing like Rav Chisda, that if you only have lettuce, that you say a bar pri adam and al chilos marar, so you see that clearly it's not a violation of chavilos. So now we understand what the answer to Tosfos Kasha is. Rav Yosef Tovel never meant to say that you shouldn't say two brachos in the same chefza. What he wanted to say is that you shouldn't use the same chefza to be mekayim two mitzvos with. It's not a violation of two brachos on one chefza. It's that you shouldn't have two mitzvos on one chefza. That the same thing should be a chefza shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvos, just like havdalah and birchas hamazon on a single coast in our Gemara. That it's the same chefza, the same coast that you can have for two separate mitzvos. So therefore, if a person is going to make two brachos on matzah, or two brachos on maror, the issue is not the two brachos, the issue is that he's using the same matzah or the same maror to fulfill both the birch sanenin and the mitzvah of matzah or the mitzvah of maror using that same chefza. But let's say you make two brachos on karpas and you have kavana not to be yotze your mitzvah of maror right now. So what's the meaning again? What was the case of Rav Chisda? All you have for karpas is lettuce. What do we use for karpas? We'll use potato or celery or parsley, something that's very clearly not mara, we'll use. Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth had a minute to use bananas for karpas. It's a little nasty in salt water, but still he thought it was a phenomenal chinuch moment to be able to teach the children that a banana, even though it grows from a tree, is a bar pri adama. So he would dafki use bananas in order to be able to teach that halacha. Very wise mechanich. But either way, the mitzvah is the case that Rav Chisda is discussing is you only have lettuce, you only have marar to use for karpas. So Rav Chisda said, you can't wait to make the alachilas marar later on in the Seder when you're up to marar because you already ate it by karpas. So it's ridiculous to eat something and then make a bracha on alachilas marar after you mali kreso emenu, you already filled your stomach from it. So Rav Chisda says, so instead what you do when you get the karpas, you make the bar pri adama and the alachilas marar. Have in mind that you don't want to get the mitzvah of marar right now. Why? Why do you have in mind you don't want to get the mitzvah mara right now? Because you're supposed to eat the mara together later on. You're supposed to eat the mara later on together with the carbon pesach. So you don't want to get the mitzvah mara right now. Have in mind you can do it later. Frektosos. Oh, but what about Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? According to Yerav Yosef Tovel, you're never allowed to make two brachas on one item. Says Rav Shechter. That's not what Rav Yosef Tovel said. He didn't say you're not allowed to make two brachas on the same item. What did he say? You can't use the same chefetz shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvahs. So when you're dealing with a piece of matzah that you want to use both for the mitzvah of matzah and for the hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, you're using the same chefetz shel mitzvah for the mitzvah of birchas hananim and for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That's a problem. When it comes to making a bracha on the actual maror, using the maror itself at the time of maror, let's say you skip karpas, which is what Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam is talking about. If one were to skip karpas and use the maror itself for maror and have to say a baruch piyadama on it, that would be using the same chavta shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvahs. Why? Because you're using this piece of lettuce for the mitzvah of maror, and you're using it for the mitzvah of birchas hananim, of the baruch piyadama. But in the case of Rav Chisda, what were you doing? When were you saying the brachos? You were saying the brachos not when you're doing the mitzvah of maror. You were saying it all the way back by karpas. We were talking about a situation where all you had was lettuce. So the only mitzvah you're doing at that moment is the birchas hananim. There's no violation in saying two brachos on one item. There's a violation on doing two mitzvos on one item. So Mele Tosas Kasha falls away. Tosas says, hold, Gevaldika Kasha from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is not talking about doing two mitzvos on one item. He's talking about doing two brachos on one item. And there's no isser of making two brachos on the same item. And Rav Shachter points out, right, you understand the difference between the case that Tosas is talking about. Tosas is talking about, why do I need karpas in the first place? Can't I just, you know, well, what's the point of it? It's just stop eating a vegetable earlier. Tosas says, because otherwise it's going to be chavilos, chavilos. If you don't have karpas, when you get tomorrow, it's going to be chavilos, chavilos. Why, says Rav Shachter? Because it's one chavta shel mitzvah and two mitzvahs. A mitzvah of birchas hananim and a mitzvah of achilas maror. But Rav Chisda was talking about where you're using maror for karpas. Earlier in the Seder, you're not using it for maror right now. So when you make the two brachos, you're only doing one mitzvah. So that's fine. That's why it's not a stira. That's why it's not a problem for Rav Yosef Tov Elam. So says Rav Shachter, Irani Chacham Echad, he said, Chacham Echad pointed out to me the following, that based on this, the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Ayin Hey falls away. Why? The Rush of the Mordechai, what's the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah? The Rush of the Mordechai say that on the night of the Seder, after the bracha of Hamotzi and Al Achilas Matzah, a person should eat two kezeisim of matzah. One kezeis from the broken piece, that's for which mitzvah? That's for which mitzvah? Is that for matzah or for Hamotzi? The broken piece. That's for what? Any reason? No, the broken piece is for matzah. It's matzah lechemoni. We dafka have a broken piece to make a lechemoni. So for the kezayis from the broken piece, you have for lechemoni for the mitzvah of matzah. And then the kezayis from a shlema, like we always have in Shabbos and Yontif, we cut from a shlema. So the kezayis on the shlema is for the hamotzi, right? For the sudas Yontif, etc. For the hamotzi. Parenthetically, they're cutting off a kezayis from a broken piece of matzah leads you to believe that even a broken piece of matzah has multiple kezayisim in it. Okay, so that tells us something about the shear of a kezayis. Maybe not as big as people want to believe it is. Maybe it's a little bit smaller. But the Mishmur says, I don't understand. We never find anywhere in any Rishonim that it says that you need to eat two kezayisim of matzah on the first night of Pesach. The Rush and the Mordechai say this, but it's not in the Gemara anywhere. And in fact, every time the Gemara talks about being yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, it talks about being ochel kezayis matzah. Hashamash ochel kezayis yotza. If the waiter happens to eat a kezayis of matzah, he's yotzei. Shouldn't it say hashamash ochel shnei kezayisim? The Rush and the Mordechai came up with this great chiddush. You need shnei kezayisim. Where is it in the Gemara? You have to have kavana and the bracha rishona on one matzah and the bracha shniya on the second matzah, because otherwise it's going to be a violation of mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So, Says Rav Shachter, what's going on over here? Mishra Brura is a stark akasha. Where does this Shnei Kazizim come from, and how come it doesn't appear in the Gemara? So it says, maybe according to what we're saying, Adarabba, you understand it very well. The idea of mitzvahs chavilus is dafka, not to use the same chefza in order to be mekayim two separate mitzvahs. So to be mekayim sudas yantiv and achilas matzah with one kazayis of matzah would be a violation of chavilus chavilus. But saying the brachos is not an issue. You can say as many brachos as you want on the same piece. And therefore, why does it, so where do they get this Shnei Kazayis? And why is it that when we talk about a Shamash Achal, we talk about a Shamash Achal Kazayis Matzah? Because we're talking about the mitzvah of Matzah. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Matzah, it's a Shamash Achal Kazayis Matzah. The second Kazayis is not for the mitzvah of Matzah. It's for the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif. It's a totally separate mitzvah. And for it, we need a separate Kazayis in order to avoid the mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos issue. Now he goes into it in a little more detail. He says to really answer the Mishnah Musari. One second. Yeah, he goes into a little more detail to answer that kasha of the Mishnah Brura, but maybe we'll leave it for now. Meaning again, the basic idea is that we eat Shnei Kazesim because they're two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv. Seinos and mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas has to be done in a way that you're not being Mekayim both of those separate mitzvahs on the same Kazayis. That assumes that those are two separate mitzvahs. He just points out, in the Arichos, he points out that that's not so poshut, that they're two separate mitzvahs. Meaning one could have argued that the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif on the night of the Seder is the Achilas Matzah. That Sudas Yantif on the night of the Seder is to eat the special Seder foods. That it's not two separate mitzvahs of Su'uda, plus you have mitzvahs Achila. No, it could be that the way we go about fulfilling the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv is by eating the Seder foods. So that all becomes part of the Suda. And that would help us with Kiddush Makom Suda a little bit. That Kiddush Makom Suda requires that we have to say Kiddush in Zman, like the Achronim say on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, we have to say Kiddush in Zman that's ra'ui for Achilas Matzah. Why? Why does that mean Zman that's ra'ui for Achilas Matzah? That's a separate mitzvah. So that's why several Rishonim assume that no, you have to say in Zman that's right for Achilas Matzah because Achilas Matzah is the Suda. That's the nature of the Suda. But what the Mordechai is saying, and the Mordechai and the Rush, and what the Rush is saying, is that their understanding is that the Achilas Matzah is not the definition of the Suda, it's separate from the Suda. And that's why it's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. So it turns out, the machlokas Rishonim, whether you have one kazayis of matzah or shnei kazayisim of matzah, is a machlokas whether you view Sudas Yantiv as independent from the mitzvah of matzah or one and the same as the mitzvah of matzah. That matzah is how we do Sudas Yantiv. If they're two independent mitzvahs, well then you can't say two brachos on the same chefetz shel mitzvah. Not just two brachos, you can't be mekayim two mitzvahs with the same chefetz shel mitzvah. The mitzvah of achilas matzah and the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv. But if there's the same mitzvah, so then it's not going to be a violation of Chavilas Chavilas, then you're only going to need one kazayis. That's how it all plays out. That's how Rav Shachter writes it over here in Simen Dalet. Good. This relates very much, this idea of whether the matzah is the how-to of Sudas Yantif. Whether the sort of Melibachim from Kerem, whether the matzah is the how-to for the Sudas Yantif, this relates very much to the discussion in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a famous tshuva, Simen Aleph, of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rav Shachter used to point out that if he was writing a tshuva sefer, I always ask him, why don't you write a tshuva sefer? I once asked him, he said, I don't have anything worth publishing. It's hard for me to believe, but he writes tshuvas all day in the OU, all day Friday, every Friday he goes to the OU offices and sits writing tshuvas. He said, I don't have anything worth publishing. I would bet he does, but anyway, he says, if I was writing a tshuva sefer, I'd have my first tshuva would be the biggest knockout tshuva, it would be unbelievable. That would be my tshuva sefer. Rav Kiva Eger, the first tshuva is, someone asked him, I forgot Yalav Yavo and benching on Yantif, do I repeat benching or not? Come on, that's the best you could do. So Rav Kiva Eger says that by women, so he has to make a whole story out of it. He says the way the guy said, my grandfather told us, I remember my grandfather was a big rabbi, we forgot Yalav Yavo and benching, and he said that we don't have to repeat benching. So I know it says in Shulchan Aruch otherwise, what do you say? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I say that you misheard your grandfather, because if your grandfather was a Talmud Chacham, he knows that if you miss Yalav Yavam benching on Yantif, that you do have to repeat benching, because you have a chiv of Sudas Yantif. But he says, maybe for women it's different, because women have no chiv of Sudas Yantif. They don't have a chiv titsuda, right? There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. How do we fulfill Simchas Yantif? Anashim Broilam, Vinashim Broilam. Men eat meat and drink wine. And women, they got them tzvonim, they have nice clothing, etc. So maybe for women, a yantif meal is like what a Rosh Chodesh meal would be for us. And therefore, they're not chayiv to eat bread. And if they're not chayiv to eat bread, they're not going to have to repeat benching when they skip Yalav Yavam. Right? That's what he says. Then in the Hashmata, in the back of the Sefer, he says, well, wait a second. Is that true? That women are not chayiv to eat bread in Sudas Yantif? I could think of one Yantif that they are chayiv to eat something they have to wash for, namely Pesach, the night of the Seder. Women's chayiv in Kazayis HaMatzah. I always tie it. One of the big avlas, that one of the terrible things, that the terrible side effects of having all these chumras in the Shir Matzah, and people take out these giant pieces of matzah to come up with the gazayas of matzah, is that the women at the table, the yeshiva bachram, fine, they'll stuff their faces, stuff their faces, stuff their faces until they get what they define as a gazayas. But a woman who's sitting at the table will look at the yeshiva bachram doing that and say, that's what a gazayas is? It's not for me. And take a little bite. A little something. And won't even try to have a gazayas. Because if that's what a gazayas is, that's not human to eat that amount. If we would be more realistic and more honest about what a gazayas, not honest, I shouldn't say honest, but more reasonable about what a gazayas is, then it wouldn't discourage so many people from doing a mitzvah that they're chayiv min haTorah to do. And people would eat the gazayas, a woman would eat the gazayas also. But a woman is absolutely chayiv to eat a gazayas of matzah on the night of the Seder. So let me ask you something. A woman forgets Yalav Yavam and benching on the night of the Seder. Does she or does she not repeat benching? No? What are you taina? What? So Pasha says she should. Why? Because she had to wash for that meal. Oh, wait a second. She had to wash for Sudas Yantif? Or she had to wash because she had to wash because it's mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, but it has nothing to do with Sudas Yantif. So it's Tully in these 2 days. If you say like that goes Ashri and the Rush, that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif are independent mitzvahs. And that's why you need Shnei Kezesim, one for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, one for the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif. So then maybe if she forgets the Yalav Yavo on the benching, the Yalav Yavo is about Sudas Yantif. So if she forgets that, she doesn't have to repeat. Because she wasn't mechuyev in Sudas Yantif. They're independent issues. But if you hold that the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif is fulfilled by eating a kezayis matzah, that's the ofen kiyum mitzvah. That's how you do the mitzvah. Sudas Yantif is defined by Pesach foods like matzah and maror and karban Pesach and dalet kosos. That's the definition of Sudas Yantif. So then, it turns out on Pesach, by saying that she's chayiv in kazayis of matzah, we're saying that she's chayiv in Sudas Yantif, and she's chayiv in benching with Yalav Yavo. If she skips Yalav Yavo, she would have to repeat it. So that chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that a woman who forgets Yalav Yavo on the first night of the Seder would have to repeat benching, that chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, l'choras, tali, in this machlokas rishonim. It would only work out if you hold that the against Hagos Hashri and the Rosh. Ooh, wah. That's Rav Shechter. Unbelievable, no? Okay, so that's... you had a question before?
No. I was just curious if there's a way to say even when they mean holds the opposite, the one that doesn't constitute the Suda, the actual Chiyuv of the Ramanza. It's still saying maybe. But that would still require that.
Yeah, so...
But there is room to it.
Right, right. Meaning the fact that you have to wash, even though it's not a dinner suda
siyantiv. Then I have to wash. I'm definitely eating like that, which is a suda in and of itself. So maybe.
Yeah, but the Yalav Yavo is about Haskaras Hayom in the suda siyantiv. Okay. So there are two more major sections of Enos Mitzvos Chavilus we have to do. So between today and tomorrow, hopefully we'll get through it, and then we'll have a decent stopping point. So first of all, when two mitzvos are there at the same time, when we have two mitzvos right in front of a person at the same time, so the Gemara in Maseches Sota, let's learn together again. I apologize for being somewhat unprepared for this. But the Gemara in Maseches Sota talks as follows. Sota Dav Chesem Al, source number 7. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotas Kachas, Kadei Shalei Liba Gaspe Chavirta. We pointed out, the Gemara says, we don't give two sotas to drink at once, because it's going to be, she's going to try to be brave and cool, and she's not going to want to admit that she did what she did. So we don't want that to happen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Min Hashem Uzeh, Ala Makra Osa Levada. He says, no, it's a drasha from a pasuk. Nothing to do with maybe she's going to try to be cool. V'tanakama aksiv osa. I, what does Tanakama do with the pasuk? Tanakama Rabbi Shimon Yidorish Tam Dekra. Matam kamer, matam osa levada, k'dei sh'li b'gas b'chavirta. That it's the Tanakama, Enochinami, holds that drasha, and he's just telling you the svara for the din in the Torah. The svara for the din, that we don't give shtei sotas kachas, is the time of Dekra, is sh'li b'gas b'chavirta. My binai rosa says, what if we know that she's not cool? What if we know that she's terrified? Rosa says, me mashkin, would you ever give her to drink in the first place? Va einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. What about einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos? You can't give two sotos at one time anyway. Ditznan ein mashkin shtei sotos kachas vein mitarin shnei mitzvon kachas vein rotzin shnei avodin kachas vein orfin shnei agolos kachas fish einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So anyway, it's a violation of chavilos chavilos to give them both at one time. Amar Abaye, v'itim Rav Kahana, lo kasha. Kan b'kohen echad, kan b'shnei kohanim. So what was the kasha? The kasha was, why do we have to say that we have a drasha to tell me not to give two sotos kachas? Anyway, you can't give two sotos kachas because of einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. And remember, we had that old discussion in Tosfos over there. Does this mean to say that einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos is also daraisa? Because it's saying, what do I need a drasha and a pasuk? I already have Enos Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus, clearly implying that it's no Raisa. But anyway, that was the kasha. Why do I need a drasha? I already have Enos Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus. So says Gemara, sometimes Chavilus won't apply. If it's Shnei Kohanim, it's not a violation of Chavilus Chavilus. But it still might be a violation of Osa Levada. Good? Clear. Now, why is it by Kohen Echad it's Chavilos Chavilos? Because of all the things. Shlei Libo Panoi, Nira Kemasoi. Why, when it's Shnei Kohanim, is it not a problem of Chavilos Chavilos? What is the Chavta Shal Mitzvah? It's a good question.
The
Chavta Shal Mitzvah, maybe. It sounds like there are like multiple Chavta Shal Mitzvah. There's the Kohen, there's the Mesota. So maybe the Kohen can, because you can't do it without a Kohen. Right, let's say there were no Kohanim around. Can you do Mesota? I think it's Ma'akiv, no? To have a Kohen. So, and whose mitzvah is it? Is he the Chefza Shal Mitzvah, or is he the Gavra that's Chayiv in the Mitzvah? Is it the Mitzvah on the Kohen, or is it a Mitzvah on the Sota? Was it a Mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to be Mashkad, or Mitzvah on the Baal? And he just needs a Kohen to do it. That's Pashtus. Mitzvah on the Baal, probably. Not a Shliach, because you can't make Kol Madiyu Lo Masiyav Shliach Lo Masiyav Mashvi. You can't make a Shliach for something you can't do. More like Chefza Shal Mitzvah, meaning the Baal can only be Mashka the Sota by using a Kohen. Not typical Shlichus, that's interesting. But that's the difference between one Kohen and two Kohanim. Kohen Echol is Chavilos. Shnei Kohanim is not going to be a problem of Chavilos. Now, and again, neither of the concerns apply over here. But if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, which you did before, Magen Avraham Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Kot Yud Aleph. Magen Avraham is talking about Hagba and Galila and taking out two Sefer Torah, and when you shouldn't do multiple things on the same Sefer Torah, when you should, can you do Hagba Galila yourself on both? Okay. In that context, Va'ayin b'machs, the underlined section, Va'ayin b'machs samuch dalet ambeis, u'b'sota daf ches, it should be. A lot of times when you have typos, if you can't find a Gemara and you see that they're quoting daf ches, check daf hey, or daf hey, letters that look similar, you know, are always a good bet to have the typos came about. So, sota daf ches amrinan, ein mashkin beis sotos ke'echad, Vein mitar rim beiz mitzrayim, vein rosim beiz avadim, vein ofrim beiz agalos kachad, she'ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos, v'kos v'atosos, she'osu lahamit shteyen ba'azara bebas achas. That you can't put both of them in the azara at the same time, afal pi she'ein shosos kachas. Even though they're drinking consecutively, they're not drinking at the same time. V'tema, v'chiyaya osar b'koyin gadol lahamit, b'chiyaya gavna, rather, just think about this. Sota is something that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah we do in the Beis HaMikdash. So you're going to tell me it's chavilus chavilus to be mashkeh shtei sotos basachas. I understand. Mamish simultaneous, that should be chavilus chavilus. But why can't I be mashkeh a sota and then be mashkeh another sota right afterwards? Think about the other mitzvahs we do in the Beis HaMikdash. Shechting karbanos. I shecht a karban. So what? Now I should not be allowed to shecht the carbon the whole rest of the day? That's absurd. Of course. You shecht the carbon. You do shecht another carbon. You don't say, oh, I can't shecht the carbon the rest of the day. That's not chavilos chavilos. That's finishing one mitzvah, moving on, next mitzvah. What's the problem? Umasik b'gemara. B'koin echad ein mashkin, b'beis kohanim mashkin. And the Gemara comes to the... Well, did you see that Tosos? Do we have that Tosos in these Mar Makamos here? Anywhere? It's quoting from a Tosos. It's in the Gemara. It's in Saita. Ah, got one. Ah, it's okay. Thank you. Where is it? Yeah. Which Tosos? Yeah. Ein mashkin shtei sotos kachas. Nir lefare she yamit shteyan ba'azara bebas achas lashkosan. Afal pi shein shosos kachas. V'chein ritzia. Fine. And then where does he raise the question? What? One second. Vitema, the same thoughts. Vitema, v'chiyaya oser b'chiyay gavna lishchot shnei zvachim keechod. Kigon shnei olos or shnei chatos sheyamit shneim bazar v'yishchot echod v'archach yishchot asheni. Are you not allowed to shech two korbanos consecutively, one after the other? Vada, I mean, in parak beiz d'shchit ashtchulin. Tiz b'chol shloye echod shochet shnei zvachim, marish yechtach shnei savarin keechod. When the Gemara says in Chulin, you're not allowed to shech two korbanos at the same time, it means at the same time. It doesn't mean one after the other. And in Masech Nedarim, Mao Sheyef Adam Shtei Noshav Kechod, Osa Dafka, Olav Dafka, Pashalu Me'achah. So Tos doesn't answer the Kasha. Right? Tos leaves us with the Kasha. What do you mean? You can't do one right after the other? Very, very strange. Says Magna Ram Vaiter, Masik Begumar, Bekoin Echad in Mashkin, Bezkoan in Mashkin, Vetzorach in Al Rambam, Shapasuk Stam Velo Chilik. He just paskins it Stam and is not Mechalik. What does that mean? Not Mechalik between what and what? Between what and what? Sounds like it's not Mechalik between one coin and two coin. But the problem is that the Gemara is Mechalik, so that's a major tzarachiyu. Did you look up the Rambam? What is the quote on the side? In Sota. Where is it? Where's the Rambam? I keep closing it. I should stop closing it. It's good. It's like a melus, you know? Talid. Perek Talid Milchus Mechus Shekapara Alecha Beis. All right, we'll have to look into that. But Pashtus, I guess. So Vitzarachin al Rambam, why isn't he Mechalek? L'chein nirali shuhu mefari shibcha. The Rambam must have understood the Gemara differently. D'koin echol al korch mashko so zechar zeh. What the Rambam is going to say is like this. He's bothered by Tosfos Kasha. How could it be that there's a problem of doing one consecutive one after the other? Says the Rambam, no, of course there's no problem of doing one after the other. That's the way you're supposed to do it. That's what you do with korbanos. That's why it's better to have one Kohen. Because if you have one Kohen, he's human. He's not going to be able to do both at one time. By definition, he's going to have to do ze achar ze. And because he's going to have to do Zeh Achar Zeh, you know it's not going to be a violation of Chavilus Chavilus. What's the Shindalit? What? Shaper dummy, good. Avol Beis Kohanim Shemashkin Bas Achas Zeh Achas Osir. But if you have two Kohanim, then it's going to be Osir. It's Dafka a problem when you have two Kohanim, yeah?
Can you say that
Yeah, but you have no guarantee. You have no guarantee that it's going to be done at different times. So you don't want to bring two people to the Azara at the same time and have two Kohanim do it, because then you have to worry that they might do it at the same time, and that's going to be Chavilus Chavilus. Right, it's like a Takana, right, like Arachaka, that the only time you're going to bring Shtei Sotos into the basement at the same time is when there's only one Kohen taking care of both of them, because then you're guaranteed that it's not going to be Chavilus Chavilus. But if you have two Kohanim and two Sotos, then you have no guarantee that you're going to avoid Chavilus Chavilus. And that answers Taisus Kasha. What's the difference between this and Korbanos? The answer is there's no difference between this and Korbanos. You're allowed to do one right after the other. What happens when you have a bris milah? Someone in my shul just had twin boys this week. So we have a double shalom zach this Friday night, and Bez Hashem, they should both have a milah b'zmanah that I'm going to miss because I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. V'inei. I'll daven for them at the kota. V'inei. It means more to them probably than me being there. V'inei. La Rambam mutu la havi shnei tinokos bas achas v'lamul zeh v'achach zeh. So can you bring two babies into shul? And at the same time, and do a milah one then the other. So what should you say? It should depend on one moel or two moelim. If there's only one moel, no problem. Why? Because he can't do two at the same time. That would be, even if he could, the parents would never let him. That would be crazy. But if they're two moelim, then you have to worry about chavilus chavilus. He's ambidextrous. Katsar ambidextrous shayla. Yeah.
In terms of the actual. What's the mice that we're referring to when we say
giving them to drink?
You can't do both. Just giving like, the cup, the
yeah.
drink. Meaning, so that would seem easier than shechting two animals at the same time.
Oh, why can't you do both? I don't know. Maybe you can't talk and do them both at the same time. I don't know. He's assuming you can't. Yeah. I don't know. No, but there's more. You have to be korea the begadim. You have to. There's like a whole process.
Oh, but that's part of the same thing.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, all the mitzvos. Meaning that you have to wait till the whole process is done by one before you do it. kriya of frima and the cut uncover hair and whatever. Avuliolim bebasachas pishneim olim aser. But a lot of Tosfos, Asalaviyim basachas olim zacharzeh. According to Tosfos, you can't bring the two babies in at the same time, even if you have one moel. Avulamolim basachas pishneim olim shari. But if you have two moels, it's going to be mutter to bring them in at the same time. Vim kein bishnei sifrei Torah noagim kar Rambam delo kaptin alava. Lo kaptin alava by shnei sifrei Torah. What should the halacha be? Can you take out shnei sifrei Torah kachas? According to the Rambam, no, unless you have one balkore. Right, doing one after the other, yeah. One second. Oh, ula tosos v'virchsa mazon shel nisuin, benching at a wedding. Lo yuviyu shnei kosos l'fanav basachas. You need two kosos, the kosos of shav brachos and the kosos of v'virchsa mazon. Don't bring them both at the same time. Elo liachar v'virchsa mazon yikach kosos echad v'virch shav brachos. According to the Rambam, one guy's got to do both, right? If you assume that, or if one guy will do both, if you assume that the chiv of the sheva brachos is on, well, the guy who leads the benching, so then the chara will be mutter to bring both at the same time. What's the other option? Just pour one afterwards. Pour one for benching before, and then pour another kosher for sheva brachos afterwards. People makpid about this? I don't know. This is a wild Magen Avraham, no?
So, in the case of Sefer Torah,
yeah.
It's in the Torah when you have multiple people reading different Sefer Torah, what the Rambam holds. So, let's say you're in the same room.
Yeah, why isn't that Chavilus Chavilus? Near Kamasui. Not about the Chefza, whatever, but it's near Kamasui.
But, it's a Chavilus
Torah? Yeah. There's multiple things going on. When you're reading, when you're learning from all that. So the truth is, that's not near Kamasui because it's the same mitzvah. You're not doing two separate mitzvahs. I mean, it's not like to be reading Maftir at the same time that you're reading,
two different parts in reading.
Yeah, that may be near Kamasui.
Nobody's ever read the same
point. I don't think you have to be the same point, but you're doing the same basic Kriya, I think. I think that would be enough. I don't know. This is good. You got to take a look at this Magen Avraham very carefully and see what we do la halacha. I don't know. Okay, it's a Yishmak Magen Avraham. All right, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, last day of Shir this man, when don't we apply Yenos Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus? Oh, that should be fun too. Okay. Very good. Okay.